Welcome to this podcast about Limekiln Lighthouse in San Juan Island in Washington. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Limekiln Lighthouse was established in 1919 on Limekiln Point, a 36-acre day-use park overlooking Dead Man Bay to the south and Harrow Strait to the west on San Juan Island's west coast, about 12 miles northeast of Victoria, British Columbia, and 6.4 miles west-southwest of Friday Harbor, Washington. Europeans first visited the San Juan Islands in 1794 when Spanish explorer Francisco de Eliza sailed there and named the archipelago Isla y Archipiélago de San Juan to honor his patron, Juan Vicente de Güemes Padilla Horcasitas y Aguayo, second count of Revilla Giguedo. Limekiln Point takes its name from historic lime kilns used for calcinating locally mined limestone. The resulting quicklime was used as mortar in building construction. The limestone is a minor constituent of the mostly metavolcanic rocks forming the point, including pillow basalt, breccia, tuff, and chert. The San Juan Islands have an archaeological record of human habitation dating back at least 14,000 years. These prehistoric people became the Lummi, Sayanich, and Songhees tribes, which together with the Suk, Semiamu, and Samish tribes are now often called collectively the Northern Straits Coast Salish people. Coast Salish families undertook seasonal activities on San Juan Island. In spring, women harvested and prepared camas bulbs, an important cultivated food, and maintained crops of other meadow plants. Men hunted deer, repaired fishing nets, and made hooks for catching halibut, rockfish, and lingcod. In early summer, families moved to fish camps for the salmon runs along the island's southwest coast. Traditional family sites were used for reef net fishing, and large catches were wind-dried or smoked for winter. By late autumn, families returned to winter villages on the islands or mainland. The 18th and 19th centuries brought traders and explorers from Russia, Spain, England, and later America. In the 1860s, acetylene lights were placed on Limekiln Point. 5 years later, these were replaced with an octagonal concrete tower rising 38 feet from the fog signal building, flanked by two lightkeepers' houses. The lighthouse was built on solid rock about 20 feet above high water. The tower's helical bar lantern room, fabricated by Wisconsin Iron and Wire Works of Milwaukee, has a diameter just over 7 feet and is encircled by a concrete deck and gallery. A fourth-order Fresnel lens was added in 1919. The Coast Guard automated the light in 1962, and in 1998, the drum lens was replaced with a modern optic flashing white every 10 seconds. At 55 feet above the rocky shoreline, the beacon is visible for 15 nautical miles, guiding ships through Harrow Strait. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.